We are back from executive session. I have begun the recording again. We will do a roll call. We're back at 9:49 a.m. For roll call purposes, Dr. Castillo?
Present.
Mr. Leone?
Present.
Dr. Cornwall?
Present.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Barton. I can see him. Mr. Barton. Mr. Barton, you're muted.
Oh, I am here. I apologize. I was having some AV issues getting back online. So.
Thank you. We'll make sure staff is here as well. Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Richardson?
In November 2016, Charlie was supposed to be murdered against Molly.
Mindy, you're muted.
Molly and April Gatton.
Ms. Richardson?
Looks like she's frozen.
She might be frozen. Ms. Richardson exited the meeting. We'll give her just a moment to return. Ms. Richardson, are you back? There she is.
Sorry, I lost my connection.
Thank you. So we're doing a roll call, Mindy. Just please announce your presence.
Mindy Richardson, board investigator.
Thank you. Okay, we are all here. Dr. Bastillo? Meeting is back to you.
Okay. Are there any other questions before we look at a vote? Okay. We have a motion for an informal hearing with additional violations added. Judy?
Yes. It has been moved and seconded to move case 2131, Stephen Kempton, PT, to informal hearing to include all of the violations identified in the investigative report. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great. Staff will inform you of the next phases of the investigation and notice of the informal hearing.
Thank you, Ms. Bustillo.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to case number 2201. Guy Welch, PT. Is Mr. Welch here or?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Great. We have a patient present as well.
It would be the father of the patient, Mr. SG.
Is Mr. SG here? Okay. Mindy, we'll let you provide a summary, please.
Very good. The board opened complaint 2201 after review of the complaint from the father of patient CG. The father SG alleged that he agreed to pay cash for each of the PT visits billed by Mr. Welsh. After he paid cash for the sessions, he then received a bill for $1,190. The billing specialist at Mr. Welsh's office told SG they subsequently billed a higher amount because it was being billed to insurance. After I moved through this investigation, the complainant SG requested that the complaint be withdrawn because he felt that Mr. Welsh had satisfied his concerns related to the billing. The complainant was advised, however, that the complaint had already gotten underway, and I would notify the board of Mr. SG's request. This case is for your review.
Mr. Welch, would you like to make a statement? It's not necessary, but if you'd like to say anything.
No, I do appreciate the opportunity to be here without actually being here. This is nice. But I do just want to say that this was a complete misunderstanding or miscommunication between my front office staff, my billing staff, and the patient. My billing staff just moved to Arkansas, so there's not a whole lot of communication between front office and back office at all the time. So, but I rectified this long before I even recognized that there would be a board complaint. I saw the miscommunication and the misunderstanding. So, other than that, there's nothing else I need to say, unless you have questions.
Right. Does anyone have any questions?
This is Mr. Greer. In light of the patient's request and the facts of this case, I would move to dismiss this case.
Second.
I would agree that this is a prudent decision at this time.
I appreciate your confidence, Dr. Bastia.
So far, you've done really well. And we haven't gotten the two Joshes mixed up today. So far, so good. Any other concerns or any other thoughts from the board?
I think dismissal is very rude. So.
Okay, Judy.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2201, Guy Welch, PT. Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Great. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, let's move on to 9E, case 2206, Braden Easley, PTA. Is Mr. Easley here? Okay, so I'm not sure if it's going to be Judy or Mindy that'll give us a summary here.
I'll provide the summary.
Great, thank you.
Complaint 2206 was opened by the board after Mr. Easley, physical therapist assistant, failed to comply with any aspects of his non-disciplinary order 19-48, which expired in March of 2021. A good faith attempt was made to contact Mr. Easley and notify him of the new complaint. I personally sent notices and emails to the addresses of record. I did additional Google searches to see if there were any other contact information that we just simply didn't have in our database. I made multiple phone calls without success, and to date, he has made no contact with any board staff. Of interest is that the notice of complaint signature card was returned. So when we sent a notice of complaint, we send it registered. That green card was signed and returned, but it does not appear to have been signed by Mr. Easley. Mm-hmm. So given the lack of response from him with this board in well over a year, it's recommended that the matter be moved to formal hearing in anticipation of certificate revocation. This case is for your review.
Do we know if he's working?
Seems.
I called a previous employer. He hadn't worked there since May. They indicated to me he had been terminated, and they don't know where he is. They had no information on him. So I've been unable to locate him. I don't know where he is.
I would move to forward this to a formal hearing.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, it seems very forward enough to me. I think a formal hearing in anticipation of revocation is probably the way to go.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Judy, you might know this. Does the Federation keep a database of all physical therapist assistants that are certified or licensed?
Yes.
They keep the licensure record, and there is some contact information with the Federation. What we never really know is who has more current contact information. So in this case, Mindy and I did research that information. We utilized that and tried to contact him that way as well. There is no information specific to his workplace or anything of that nature, just simply licenses that he holds and current status, if those statuses are updated by the jurisdiction in which he holds licenses or certificates.
Okay, I guess, so if after the final formal hearing, we would notify the Federation, which would then notify any other jurisdiction that he might have a certificate in.
If that's the case and that's the route that it goes, his status on our website would be updated, as well as the licensure status that we provide to the Federation. That would automatically be updated as well.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Who did the second?
I did.
Mr. Leone.
Okay, Judy, call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to remand case 2206, Braden Easley, PTA, to formal administrative hearing. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Okay, so that ends our initial reviews, and we have a couple of issues to take up here now. 9F, case LZ 2022-000061, Sean Flanagan, which is issue regarding case 2108. And again, I'm not sure who's going to be providing our update for this one.
I am going to request that Mr. Harris give you an introduction to this case. I do believe Mr. Scott King is present. I do not see Mr. Flanagan on the call, just for informational purposes. Mr. Harris.
Thank you, Judy, Dr. Bastillo, members of the board, and Scott, just want to confirm you're on the line. Judy, you do see him?
I thought I saw earlier just a phone number. Unfortunately, I don't see his name. We have two phone numbers in attendance, but one is muted, one is not. Mr. King, if you're here, please say hello. You may be muted. Or it could have been my mistake. I may have thought that he was here, that I heard him earlier this morning.
Okay. I saw him earlier.
Yeah. If it's okay, Dr. Bastillo, members of the board, I can proceed. If there's ever a point in time that you have a question that may be better answered by Mr. King, maybe we can address what to do at that time. I appreciate the opportunity to address you. Just very briefly by background, you may recall at your August meeting, you conducted an informal hearing with Mr. Flanagan. As a result of that, you issued a board order. Mr. Flanagan filed a motion for rehearing or review. You heard that at your January meeting. You denied that. After you denied that, he filed what is referred to as a judicial review action with Superior Court. Once that took place, Mr. King and I discussed what it was that they were hoping to accomplish by appealing it. They had a number of concerns with respect to the 10 finding of facts that you adopted in your board order. We went over them. I went over them with board staff. And at the end of the day, there was an agreement to present to you a request to adopt an amended order that you should have in your materials. There has been only one change to the original board order, and that is with respect to finding of fact 10. I don't know if the board members have that in front of them. The amended order or the original materials. But if it's okay with the board, I'd be more than happy just to walk you through. It's a very short finding of fact. The original finding of fact in the board order read, respondent also acknowledged that he did not obtain consent and made inappropriate skin-to-skin contact at the buttocks region on KS's third visit. The amended order reads as follows with respect to paragraph 10. Respondent also acknowledged that he did not obtain consent before touching KR's buttocks at the third visit. So in essence, it eliminates the word inappropriate from that finding of fact. Again, all other findings of facts, conclusions of law, and the terms of your disciplinary order remain the same. And in fact, if you approve the amended order, the next matter on your agenda is to consider terminating Mr. Flanagan's probation, because the terms of your probation were for 6 months. And during those 6 months, he was to complete 6 hours in ethics, 12 hours in documentation, successfully retake the jurisprudence exam, and pay a $300 civil penalty. Mr. Flanagan has completed all of those terms of probation and is eligible for termination. Again, if you adopt the amended order. In addition, in your materials, there should be pleadings that indicate upon adopting the amended order, Mr. Flanagan agrees to dismiss with prejudice the judicial review action. So in essence, it just brings closure to the entire matter. With that said, I'm not sure if Mr. King has joined us or if he could hear what I said, but I would be more than happy to answer any questions board members would have, but I would urge you to consider adopting the amended order and bringing closure to this matter.
Does anyone have questions for Mr. Harris?
I move that we accept the amended board order of case 21-08.
Second.
I'll just note for the record that Dr. Cornwall did not get a congratulations from Dr. Bustillo in making his motion.
It was understood.
Dr. Cornwall.
Is there any reason that we can't handle items 9F and 9G together with a single motion?
Well, I would ask that because they're agendized as separate items, and because the first thing that we would need to do is adopt the amended order and then to terminate it, I would ask that we consider doing it in two motions, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay, Judy.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amended order for case LC2002-000061, Sean Flanagan, PT. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
All right. Then finally, under this section, case 2108, termination of probation for Sean Flanagan, PT.
In this case, given the discussion that was just had, I'm happy to provide a summary if the board requests it. Otherwise, we are just simply moving on with a request for early termination of probation for Mr. Sean Flanagan.
Does anyone have any further?
I motion to grant the early termination. Nope.
Second.
I jumped a gun. I'm sorry, Ms. Bustillo.
Okay, you're fine. Did we get a second?
Yeah, okay. I did.
Perfect. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, let's call the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to terminate probation for case 2108, Sean Flanagan. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great. Thank you. Before we move on to item 10, I'm going to request a short 5-minute break, and then I'll allow Judy to stop the recording, and then we'll restart before we do our presentation.
That sounds good. We are going to stop the recording at 10:12. We will reconvene at, that's a lot of math. Can I just say 10:20? Okay, 10:20.